everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 14th. And yes, happy Flag Day, America. June 14th is Flag Day, which is a special day. So if you've got one flying out there, you know, pay your respects and appreciation for our flag. Today's topic of the, Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is New Beginnings. Yesterday was New Worlds. Today is New Beginnings. And the quote is from, I have no idea how to pronounce this name, so I don't know. If I mess it up, my apologies already. Rainer Maria Rilke. Interesting. And the quote is, we see the brightness of a new page where everything yet can happen. Oh my gosh. You know what I love about that quote is it gives the illustration. And okay, I'm just going to say, don't think it's cheesy. Don't knock it till you try it. You open up a page and it's blank. Every day you wake up, that page is blank. And you get to fill it with whatever experiences and connections and emotions and thoughts, takeaways, all the new stuff. Because today's a blank page. And it can be anything. You got new beginnings today. Every day is another day to do this thing that we call life. I'm laughing because this is the stuff I say to myself. I say this stuff to myself before I get out of bed. I'm laying there. Max is usually snoring. Yep, taking over most. I get like a little sliver. You know, I just get a sliver. And I do. I lay there and I think to myself, okay, today's a new day. Today is today's day. Today's a blank page. Before I go to bed tonight, what's that page going to be filled with? What's it going to look like? I don't know. All right, here's what Linda has to say. I want to pause here for a second. I think one of the benefits and values of having that kind of mindset, and I know it's not every day. There are days where I'm just like, can we just close the book? Can we put the book away? Can we put the book away just for today? And yes, there are moments. There are moments like that. I'm going to put that book away. I'm not looking at it. No, I'm not going to write on it. Nope. How about now? From a trauma-informed perspective, moving from the mindset of, I'm not even going to acknowledge that there is a book because you know what? Life is shit right now. And I'm tired of circling back. And I've been there. And many of us have been there. To then transitioning to, hey, you know what? There's a blank page. There's a book. I've looked at the book. I've written in the book. I've opened the book. I've read the book. I've colored in the book. I've cried in the book. I've laughed in the book. I've done it all in the book. And, you know, it takes a commitment. It does. It takes a commitment and daily practice. And when I mean by practice, it means the consistency of what we do. And sometimes that consistency is the exploration to identify what we will then do. Because we don't know it all. I don't know it all. I'm still exploring. Yeah, new beginnings. We got a new page. All right, here's what Linda has to say. One of the most wonderful things about being young is the sense that we still have the whole world in front of us. We haven't yet fixed our path one way or the other, and the horizon seems to extend endlessly before us. It's an exciting time. Every choice we make in life closes off one or more possibilities, but choices can also open up possibilities. No matter what age we are, we can always look forward and imagine new paths that we might take. All right, here's some appreciation from this last paragraph. I can't remember who posted it out there or where this quote came from, but I'm going to summarize it. And the summary of the quote is something like, you know, you're already 6 feet under if you believe that you're old. And if you think you're old, then what happens is like your youthful spirit just goes away with it. When I do workshops, one of the things I like to bring are toys. I remember doing this workshop. I kid you not. I was co-facilitating this workshop and I had all these toys on the table. Like I bring brand new containers of Play-Doh and then matchbox cars, new crayons, markers, all kinds of stuff, right? Little tchotchke things for people to doodle with, play with, fidget with, whatever. And the person I was co-facilitating with was really annoyed because they believed that people weren't paying attention. But what I said was, notice what people are doing. Notice what they're doing while you're presenting. Notice what you're doing when you're facilitating. And what I was seeing was people would open up that container of Play-Doh and they'd smell it. They'd smell it. I mean, how many people right now are resonating with that just that thought right there? That childhood, bringing back fun. Or like the box of crayons and seeing that, holy buckets, these are all brand new boxes of crayons. And yeah, you want to know what? At the end of the day, you get to keep those crayons. Those are yours. You get to keep those. The coloring, the drawing, the doodling, the taking pipe cleaners and making all kinds of stuff out of it. This was, anyway, whatever. Just it was very interesting. Now, why am I sharing this? Why am I sharing this? Because no matter what age we are, we can always connect with having fun. We can always connect with our inner child. We can always buy the toy that you always wanted. There's nothing preventing you from doing it now. I didn't have my toys. They were given away. And it was part of a punishment. So you know what I did? I went on eBay and I bought my ballerina Barbie. You're damn right I did. It might not be the one that I played with. It wasn't the one that I got, but I replaced it. Same thing with another doll called Mrs. Beanie. Yeah, I found her on eBay and I'm like, bing, bang, boom, that's it. I'm buying my toys. It doesn't matter to me if they weren't the original. I bought my toys. And why I did that was because I wanted my inner self to know that nobody is ever going to do that ever again. I get to dictate. I get to decide. No one gets to be abusive and have that kind of power over. I'm an adult now and I can make the best choices for myself. So why am I saying this? Because how many times do people just feel like, well, you know, I'm fill in the blank age. Oh, I can't do that. You know, that's, you know, I'm 70. You know what? Do it. I have a little card here. I kid you not. It says, buy the ticket and go. Buy the ticket and go. Life has so many possibilities. And so many times people will close their life off because they think, well, I'm this age and I need, you know what? According to who? According to who and according to what? Think about it. What is the thing that you've always wanted to do that you won't do? What is the thing you've always wanted to do that you feel like you're too old to do? What is it? You want a zip line? Go zip line. Hell, do it. Do it. No regrets. No regrets. No regrets. And you know what I love about being around kids? I love being around kids because you get to do the things that you didn't get to do when you were a kid. You get to do them now. Doesn't matter. Maybe you want to make a s'more. Whatever it is, whatever that one, I'll tell you what, when you do have a presentation with somebody or you do talk into a group, peer support, and you ask everybody, you know, what's the thing that you wish you could have done when you were a kid? For me, it was reading. I wish I could have sat with a book and been uninterrupted and actually read a book, not a magazine, but a book. And I love reading. When you care for your inner self, when you can identify those areas that need the tenderness and the careness, you get to do those things again. And those are all new beginnings. And it's wonderful. So no matter what age we are, we can always look forward and imagine the new possibilities and the new explorations and that healing of the inner self. All right, here's the quote, actually the affirmation of the day. No matter how old I am, there are always opportunities, always new things I can do. All right, so that's the homework. That's the homework. The homework is, what are the new opportunities? And regardless of how old you are. You know what? I'm going to give you another example. There was a gal in our group who put lipstick on. I kid you not. This is a true story. She wore lipstick. That was her thing. I want to wear lipstick. And you know how empowering that is for her? So think about it. What is it? What is that thing? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org if you choose to go ahead. Yeah, and do it. And do it, because you never know. You just never know. You never know. Anything is possible. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here. And remember, we're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.